AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Inflation has hit a 40-year high. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Inflation is up.
President Biden in Culpeper, Virginia, discussing his proposal for limiting the cost of prescription drugs.
If we are able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families.
But on the Senate floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell noted that consumer prices have jumped 7.5% over a year ago and blamed the president and Democrats.
If you haven't personally gotten a pay raise of 8% or more in the last year, then Democrats' policies have given you a pay cut.
Biden is pledging to work like the devil to bring down gasoline prices as well as the cost of prescription drugs, which he says affects everyone.
This is what your insurance companies pay. All you have insurance. You're paying a heck of a lot more even if you're not using the drug.
The Dow dropped 531 points. Along with higher gas prices, car prices have jumped in the past year caused by parts problems made worse by the pandemic. New cars are up more than 12%. Used cars have increased by an unheard of 40%. It could get worse. The truck blockade in Canada and along the Ambassador Bridge from Detroit into Windsor, Canada, has shut down car plants in Canada and canceled shifts as well as caused production slowdowns in U.S. plants. Homeland Security says there are reports of similar truck blockade efforts in the works in U.S. metropolitan areas, including Los Angeles, ahead of Sunday's Super Bowl. Congress has passed a bill that bars employment contracts from forcing people to settle sexual assault or harassment cases through arbitration rather than in court. New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's going to help fix a broken system that protects perpetrators and corporations and ends the days of silencing survivors.
An estimated 60 million U.S. workers have clauses in their contracts forcing sexual misconduct allegations to be settled through private arbitration. This is AP News. The second longest work stoppage in baseball history, the player lockout, now tops more than 70 days. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
It means a possible delay of the start of the season because of the owner's lockout. But Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic.
We understand where the calendar is, but until we have that conversation and until we see how this session on Saturday goes, it's no change.
That meeting will be just the fifth economic bargaining session since the five-year labor contract expired.
I see missing games as a disastrous outcome for this industry, and we're committed to making an agreement in an effort to avoid that.
Manfred says you're always one breakthrough away from making an agreement.
What seemed like a big gap on this topic or that topic isn't such a big gap anymore.
The sides disagree on minimum salaries and luxury tax thresholds. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.